So your daughter was diagnosed in 1999 and you were diagnosed in 1979. Can you compare and contrast what it was like for the two of you in 20-year gap?
Yes, I think I can. I think it's something I do all the time with Natasha to give us some idea of what the next, well, you could say 20 years would bring, but one doesn't say that anymore because technical and medical advances are happening much faster. So I tell her the stories and the comparisons are enormous. I started with the glass syringe, the huge needle, boiling it in a saucepan, and she's got quite an attractive little pen. I mean, the manufacturers have gone to some effort to produce something that looks fairly cool. And you just wind it up and stick it in. It's got a tiny needle on the top and you don't have to wash it and you don't have to do anything really. And when I was first diagnosed, I had that foul-smelling, whatever it's called, that sort of surgical spirit stuff to rub on your skin, which I think they later discovered made the skin hard and therefore wasn't at all useful. And anyway, you don't do yourself any great, there's not enough germs on the skin for subcutaneous injections to be a problem. But she hasn't got to do any of that, no preparation of the skin beforehand. And I could only control my diabetes by how I felt, and certainly in the early days, whereas if she so chooses, which is another matter, of course, she can check any minute of the day. If she feels a bit high, a bit thirsty, a bit low, a bit wobbly, she can... And it takes 5 seconds on her new machine, whereas it took quite a long time, as I remember, with my first huge cumbersome machine. It took a couple of minutes or something, and lots of blood. And that's actually very key as well, because I appreciate this, the fact that you have to draw the tiniest, tingiest bit of blood to produce your blood sugar result. And that's very important for kids, of course. Whereas I used to have to sort of half bleed to death on the stick to get my results, and forever you wouldn't get enough and you'd have to do it again and there'd be blood everywhere and over the machine or you hadn't got enough and you have to stop it and start again. It was a desperately fiddly, horrible thing. You certainly wouldn't be doing it at work or anywhere in public. It was an ordeal, and now it isn't, apart from obviously psychologically for her. So that's a big difference. And obviously I spent a long time in hospital, which is a pointless exercise because you don't know how your diabetes is controlled when you're lying in bed. You've got to be running around and jumping and doing everything else, getting overexcited and leading a normal life to know